Welcome to Midnight Slumber. I am your host, Zach Miller. Join me as we take a journey through the alternate realities that take place after midnight. This week, our adventurer and his family get visited by some unwelcome guests. Enjoy the story, Family Chaos. Everyone here is yelling at one another for multiple reasons, of which I am unaware. Even my wife yells at some family members as I stand in the doorway watching it all. If they were to turn and look at me, they would see the look of a dumbstruck man. The table between them is full of food, ready to be devoured. The closest plate to me has some purple mushed up food that seems to wiggle every time the dog barks. Maybe they are arguing over the food because I don't recognize anything. The plate next to my brother has some strange green creature with multiple eyes that blink randomly. Every dish seems to be alive in some way. In the center of the table is a massive silver pot with gold tentacles hanging out of it. I don't know who made what, but none of it looks appetizing. However, all of it smells delicious. I slowly step in, trying not to be noticed, and set the bread I just baked down on the corner edge. Thankfully, no one pays attention to what I'm doing, so I decide to go outside and smell the fresh air. I walk back through the kitchen, telling my grandmother not to go in there, and head out through the garage door. Stepping into the garage, I see my grandfather sitting with my niece and nephew on the bench under our apple tree. I walk up to them, and they smile, happy to see me. I ask them what they are doing, and they say that they are just admiring the beautiful day. I look around to take in the surroundings. It really is a wonderful day outside. The grass is green, the air is a perfect temperature, and it smells clean. I take in a deep breath and feel the tension leave my body. My nephew points to my right and asks, "What is that?" Turning to face where he is pointing, I see a large wolf moving in between our family cars. I step in front of them and tell them to go inside now. They slowly back up with me, and as they make it to the driveway, the wolf lunges at us. Thankfully, we have made it to my car. I unlock the passenger side door and fling it open. The wolf crashes into it, giving them enough time to dart back into the house. I push the door forward, smacking the wolf in the head. I step back, and it growls at me. I make my way around to the other side, knowing I won't be able to get inside the house. The wolf jumps over the car, and I open my driver's side door, causing the wolf to smack into it. The wolf swipes at me, breaking the window. I jump back and race towards the tree. The wolf huffs and puffs as it chases after me. I grab hold of the lowest branch and climb up as fast as possible. Within a few seconds, I'm halfway up the tree and the wolf is below me, snarling and snapping its teeth. I look towards the house and see my family on the phone, calling the police or animal control. However, as I sit in this tree, I see two dark figures slinking across my yard and into my house through the front door. I shout at my family, telling them that two burglars just entered our home, but no one seems to be able to hear me. I grab one of the red apples and toss it at the wolf below. My first throw missed, but the second and third throws hit the beast on the head. The wolf, more annoyed than hurt, looks at what I just threw and sniffs. It takes a small bite out of one apple and then devours the rest of them on the ground. As it finishes eating, it looks up at me with eyes of excitement and joy. It happily wags its tail and lets out a friendly yip for me to give it more. I toss a few more down, and it eats those as if it's never had food. Seeing how this beast seems friendly now, I grab a bunch of apples and climb down with them. I toss one with every branch I get closer, just in case I need to rush back up. As I reach the ground, the creature gently takes an apple out of my hand. Slowly reaching forward, I manage to pet it on the head. The wolf now looks at me as a friend. An idea pops into my head about the intruders. I quickly walk towards my home, and the wolf follows. Pulling the front door open, my wife rushes forward to embrace me, and I tell her that there are robbers in our home. She immediately starts dialing the police again and shouts when she sees the wolf behind me. Our kids rush forward and embrace the animal like a long-lost pet. To my surprise, the wolf lets them hug him. Even the dog greets him as one of the pack. As I stare at the wolf, something about its eyes lets me know it understands me and what is happening. I hesitate, but as crazy as it seems, I ask the wolf to find the intruders. The kids let go of him, and he quickly darts across the living room and turns left down the hall. I follow this creature to my kids' bedrooms. The wolf growls, and the two intruders scream as I fling the door open to my daughter's room. The wolf jumps forward, pinning both of them down. Behind me, I hear a commotion, and two police officers step in. They both stop at the sight of the wolf, and I tell them not to fire upon it as it is friendly. The officers don't believe me, so I command it to leave the intruders alone. The wolf steps back, keeping its eyes on them, and sits next to me. The officers slowly put their guns away, surprised to see such a giant beast listen to a human's commands. Still worried about the wolf, the two cops take their time getting over to the robbers and arrest them. As the cops take them back to their vehicle, they wave at us and tell us to enjoy our dinner. And with this new wolf as part of our home, they don't believe anyone will try that again. Thank you for listening to tonight's episode. Please leave a comment and check out our social media on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. We would love to hear your thoughts on tonight's episode. I'm your host, Zach Miller, and thanks for listening. Have a good midnight slumber.